With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Tell you what, I'll tell you who deserves a schooner missile. After back-to-back wins to start the season for the Cronulla Sharks, we have Jesse Ramien on, joining us on the mowers. Jesse, thanks for joining us, brother.
No problem, bro. Thanks for having me.
Let's get into it, mate. Straight away last night, two really good victories, different circumstances. Let's even go back to the Warriors game. You were under the pump, it felt like, for the first 30 minutes in that game. You managed to fight back, and I think that served you really well in last night's win against the Bulldogs as well, mate.
Yeah, definitely, bro. You know, we went over to New Zealand. Obviously, it's tough to get a win over there, but Warriors come out flying. You know, we've seen what they did last year, and we've had a good preseason, and you know, we worked last year on our defense, and we knew it was a big area of improvement. And you know, I think that first game against the Warriors sort of showed it, bro. So you know, it was unreal.
Jesse, James Magnusson here. It was a great win last night. The scoreline blew out a bit at the end, but it was a very physical game, particularly in the first, say, 60 minutes. Also a bit of niggle out there. What was the chat like on the field?
Yeah, it was pretty positive, bro, the chat on the field, actually. We knew it was always going to be a tough game. You know, every time we played the Dogs, always a big physical side. And, you know, we knew they'd come out hard. They're sort of... We played them in the trial, and you know they were the exact same way. I think it was nearly the same situation in the trial, similar score lines, and you know, we're lucky enough to run away with it at the end. Like I touched on before, probably last week helped us a bit with you know our D and grinding it out in games, and I suppose that's where the points come at the back end.
You talked about edge defence there, mate. For me, you're one of my favourite centres in the competition to watch. With both sides of the footy, you're really good attacking, but I think you're one of the more underrated centres. Back-to-back weeks, you've gone up against Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Stephen Crichton. Do you still...
Doesn't get any harder than that.
It's as good as it gets to start a season, mate. And I think in this day and age, it's a little bit harder. You don't get the matchups of years past, but... Going into games when you line it up against Roger, he's returning from rugby union, and you get Stephen Crichton. How do you sort of mentally prepare yourself for those sorts of matchups, mate?
Yeah, no, it's been a couple two big weeks. You know, I've had probably two of the like I said, Roger. You know, we all know what Roger can do, and then Critter has probably been the you know form centre of the comp the last couple of years. I just back myself when I'm out there. You know, I just tell myself I'm in the team and I'm out there for a reason. And you know, when I'm sort of out in that field, I just sort of make it personal and go after them. At the same time as you know, I'm dealing with them. I just get that mindset that you know they got to you know deal with me out there as well.
Jesse, for Bulldogs fans out there, they're hoping that left side attack which you faced last night is going to be their saving grace this season. What did you see defending against them with Kikau, Burton and Crichton stacked on that side?
Yeah, they're obviously, got a lot of strike out there. I thought they're going to be obviously dangerous, the players they got there. They're always going to trouble team, but I thought we did a good job at sort of keeping them under the pump, under the grind. You know, we try to stay alive, keep the ball in play and turn them around. You know, when you got them bigger bodies out there, like kick out and if you turn them around and, you know, make them come out of the end and not keep them fresh, I'll go a long way into slowing all that down. So I think we did a good job at that last night. I guess it showed for us.
What about Braden Trindle, mate? I think he's been outstanding to start the season. Even going into the trials, I thought he was really good in that game you mentioned against the Bulldogs without Nico. The Indigenous game, he was really good as well. Look, you've had Matt Moylan and him sort of fighting over that position for the last couple of years, but with Moyser moving on over to the Super League, it looks like he's so much more comfortable, mate.
Yeah, definitely, bro. I think Trick's come a long way. Like you said, he was under Moyser for a bit, and you know, I think he's done well to buy his time and wait. You know, he could have easily, I think, when he came off contract there, he had a few clubs after him, but he decided to, you know, stick it out and wait his time around the Sharks. And obviously it's paid off, and I think it's sort of been, you know, a bit of weight off his shoulders. You know, he's seen the back end of last year, you know, what he could do and the kind of footy he was playing. And, you know, I think he's only, it's only the start for him. But I think it's only onwards and upwards from here. So I think him and Nico are going to build a nice combination throughout the year. And it's, you know, it's only going to be better. But I'm excited to see where it takes him in his footy.
You guys haven't had a problem with attack over the past two seasons. Scoring points, not an issue. But defence has been a little leaky at times. These first two rounds, has the focus been purely on defence? Because you've almost been impenetrable at times.
Bro, our pre-season was pretty much all defence. one of the more tougher pre-seasons I've had, for sure. You know, we I think, you know, everyone knows probably our attack's not an issue over the last couple of years. It's probably been our defence that's let us down at times, and you know, that's something we really worked hard on in the pre-season, and you know, I think it showed this first two games. It's, you know, we've done nothing yet, and it's still only early days. But you know, two defensive performances like we've put in will go, you know, obviously a long way into, you know, setting up a, you know, a good run for the year.
When you think of defense and you think of toughness, mate, a couple of the words that you mentioned there, Jesse. You think of Dale Finucane. He played his 250th game last night. So I've heard a lot about around in and around the club about the standards that he sets at the club. You must have been stoked to get a win for him in a really big occasion, mate.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I think he epitomises that, you know, what you said, toughness and whatnot, mate. The way from, you know, the moment Dale's come to the club, you know, I've seen a sort of different level of professionalism and standard that he brings, you know, not just you know, when he wants to, he brings it every day consistently. And you know, to go out there and put a performance in like that for him on his 250, I think it'll definitely be a memorable one for him and, you know, all of us. You know, we had a lot of meetings and, you know, a lot of presentations and that for him during the week, and made it a pretty big occasion. And you know, even as selfless as he is, he just wanted to make it about the team and, you know, get out there and do a job.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it? Sorry, Jesse, to cut you off there, brother. It's not easy, isn't it, when you've got, you know, sort of, I know he's only been at the club for a while, when legends of the game, when they play these big milestone games, you really want to get the job done for them. It's hard to sometimes focus back in on what's important, which is, you know, a really good performance and a good result despite all the noise that happens around these 250, 300s in particular.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Like, obviously, you know, it's when it's 250, you know, you get people from the NRL come out and, you know, all different, you got all different family, and you know, they'll try to make it as minimal as possible. He just wanted to, you know, make it about the team and make it about getting, you know, getting a win at the first home game of the year. So, you know, that in itself just shows what type of bloke and player he is. And, you know, like I said, to go out there and get the win for him last night was massive, man.
Jesse, next couple of weeks you got Tigers, then Raiders, then a bye. Dream start to the season. Would that be 4-0 leading into the bye, obviously? I'm crystal ball out. I'm thinking you guys could be top of the table after five rounds.
Hopefully, mate. We'll focus next week on the Tigers. But, we're definitely looking forward to it. But like I said, we've put ourselves in a good position to start the year. And, you know, we're just going to take it one week at a time.
Beautiful, good stuff. Well, thanks for joining us, Jesse. The perfect start to the season, both for the team and for you personally. Massive win last night. All the best for the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.